Welcome to the Iron Table. I'm your host, Brian Godine, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Keith Jones. As iron sharpens iron, so should men sharpen men. We are here to enlighten, inspire, and relight that fire called self. So come on, pull up a chair. Sit for a while, for truth is always on the menu. We now join the program already in progress.
Welcome to the Iron Table, where iron sharpens iron, and so should men sharpen men. Today, this is another Iron Table short, a nugget of truth for everyday use. I'm going to quote a verse from a 1980s rap song by Three Times Dope. It's called Funky Dividends. It said, "It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you could serenade. Take walks with the girl at night in the park and in the shadow secretly steal her heart. But the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible." Now we're in the 2020s and no one really drives a Cadillac convertible. And I don't even think Cadillac makes a convertible anymore. But the words, where you used to be able to do the simple things, you know, go out. You know, I remember taking someone out to McDonald's was, you know, considered a date. But now you have to go to Ruth Chris. You have to, as a man, kind of showcase yourself, your earnings, your dress, your swagger. You know, you have to puff up. To show yourself in order to win the affections of a woman that you barely know. Now, I've been out the dating game for, about 13 years. I'm fortunate to be married. Fortunate that my wife hasn't locked me out the house. But I see now how dating has gone to the point where you are giving a potential. You're not even sure if they're a potential. You're giving them marriage level activities. You're taking them to concerts. These concerts are costing $150 plus per ticket. Then you're taking them out to eat. Then you're having some other activity. You used to be able to go bowling. Used to be able to go to a movie. And I remember when movies were less than $5. Now they're about $13.50. And I believe that is during a matinee. So most likely regular prices are $17. If you want to splurge and get 3D, you're at $20. Then you've got popcorn and all that stuff. So you're what used to be an inexpensive date. You know, you used to have maybe $20 in your pocket and you probably come home maybe with $5 left. You used to be able to meet up, you know, separate vehicles or be cool if you're on the same bus, you know, take the metro. There was various areas. But now a $20 date has morphed to over $250. And that's $250 for a potential. For those that play spades, you know, that when you have a possible, it's like it could work. It may not work. But, you know, the big joker, little joker, the ace and king, those are usually sure bets. But dating is now turned into that. So what am I getting to? I'm getting to that we have to reclaim the origins of dating. It was about spending time. It was about getting to know that person. It wasn't about you know, hey, look, I can afford this $50 per person meal. Or look, I can get you front row seats to whatever group is out or a single artist, you know, and I can show you. And then you have to do it again and again and again. That first foot that you put forward, you've got to keep putting that foot forward again and again and again. But what are you getting in return? You don't know. There's no guarantee that she will accept your dowry or your offering of money and attention. There's no guarantee. But yet we've been conditioned to keep doing more. More to show provisions and security than true affection and interest. We're going into debt. Debt for what? No, I'm not bashing women. I'm bashing the system that allows this to happen. They say that a woman chooses a man. But without a man approaching a woman, she has no choice. So brothers, we do have some leverage in this. You have to really think about what you're doing and why you're doing it. Get creative. The author says walks in the park. Walk with your girl at night. You used to be able to serenade. It's easy to push play on a CD or an MP3 player or to ask Alexa or Google to play you something. But when was the last time you made it personal? Because know that there's always some other guy that can make more than you, that can spend more, that can take her to more places. But when the money runs out, when that well runs dry, what do you have to hold on to still keep her interest? I'm not saying the women are not worthy of spending money. Yes, you have to spend, but you spend more on your wife, who is an investment. An investment versus a gamble. Dating is a gamble. Both sides are giving their effort, their money, and their time. These are resources that, especially time, that is hard to get back. You can't get back those minutes. But what you can do is invest. So invest in her. Have that conversation. Reach into your mind deeper than you're reaching into your pockets. Get to know her. Get to know her family, her situation, what motivates her, what moves her. Because again, when the money stops, when the music stops, and it's just you and her, have you presented yourself worthy enough that you are more valuable than the temporary things you bring to the table? Because once you take the plate, the spoon, the fork, the knife, the cup off the table, and you're just sitting there, what value have you put into you, into this dating relationship, that you've made that investment that moves the needle towards having a meaningful and committed relationship? Don't let your money and your pockets dictate your worth. For you are more than enough. And I think you just needed to hear that.
Well, that's it for the Iron Table today. We hope you enjoyed your meal. Don't worry about the bill, for truth is always free. Since you got a free meal, why don't you do something for us? Leave a tip. Tell your family and friends, for there's always room at the Iron Table.